When I was in high school, I had an English teacher by the name of Mrs. Gambariotti. She was a quiet, tiny little woman, very young, but very strict. And I spent most of the 10th grade being absolutely terrified of her. But all that changed one day when she came into class wearing a button on her lapel. 35 years later, I can't tell you what she taught me about the Scarlet Letter or A Tale of Two Cities, but I do remember that button. It said, "Please be patient. God isn't finished with me yet." Well, whether we realize it or not, today we proclaim that same message. We don't do it with a button on a lapel, but with ashes on our brow. The ashes we wear announce to the world this plain fact. We are sinners. They tell all who see us that we are beginning 40 days of prayer and repentance and sacrifice. That we are Catholic Christians seeking somehow to reconcile ourselves with God. The ashes say that we are a work in progress. They say, "Please be patient. God isn't finished with me yet." He isn't finished with any of us. That is the great wonder and consolation of Lent. As we enter this holy season, we should approach it with sobriety and with seriousness. But we shouldn't confuse seriousness with solemnity. The gospel today reminds us, do not look gloomy. Anoint your head and wash your face. I would take that one step further. Add to this season of penance and prayer a sense of possibility. Make it an occasion for hope. And yes, even joy. Last week in Rome, Cardinal Timothy Dolan delivered a beautiful address to the Pope and the College of Cardinals. And he quoted the writer Leon Bloy, who said, "Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God." If we want to be, as St. Paul put it in his letter, ambassadors for Christ, if we want to bring others the presence of God, we need to be emissaries of joy. Even during Lent, especially during Lent. Cardinal Dolan told the story of a man who was dying of AIDS at a hospice in Washington that is run by the Missionaries of Charity. The man wasn't Catholic, but he wanted to be baptized. And when the priest asked for some expression of faith, the dying man whispered, "All I know is that I am unhappy. And these sisters are very happy, even when I curse them and spit on them. And yesterday I finally asked one of them why she was so happy. And she replied, 'Jesus.' And the man explained, 'I want this Jesus, so finally I can be happy.'" Those sisters gave that dying man an immeasurable gift. Even amid suffering and hardship in that hospice, would anyone deny that they were ambassadors for Christ? How many of us would hope and pray to affect someone's life the way they touched the life of that dying man? We think of Lent as a time of giving up. And I say this every year in my homily, but it's very true. Giving up begins with giving. Give something of yourself this Lent to someone else. And begin by giving joy. And if you truly want to give up something, don't just settle for chocolate or hamburgers or cheesecake. Although right about now, I think we'd all like to lose that weight that we gained over Christmas. Go further. Go deeper. Try giving up something really hard. Give up cynicism or jealousy or backstabbing. Give up gossip. Give up regrets for choices that you never made or paths that you never took. Give up fighting God's will for you. Give up always forgetting that the most famous prayer in the world doesn't include the phrase, "My will be done," but "Thy will be done." And if you need help, try this. Give up whatever fear or anxiety is keeping you from going to confession and just go. Give up being too busy to pray or being too worried to hope. As they say in AA, let go and let God. And there is no better time for doing that than now. As the scripture tells us today, now is a very acceptable time. The point of all this isn't just to make others feel better or to make ourselves feel holy. It is to draw us closer to the one who makes everything, including our redemption, possible. And we do it now for one good reason. Lent forces us to admit something we would rather forget. And it's this. We don't have forever. Throughout the day, look in the mirror, and you will see reflected back an inconvenient truth. We are dust. We are marked. The clock is ticking, and there is work to do. And it begins here, and it begins now. It will take the rest of our lives to do, but nothing is more important. It is the great work of our salvation. The journey of Lent is one more leg on our journey back to the Father, a journey of struggle and sacrifice, but a journey ultimately of joy. As you remember that you are dust and to dust you will return, remember that. Remember joy. And as we embark on this journey and begin this 40-day adventure, I would ask you to remember one more thing. Remember to be patient with yourselves and with everyone else. Because God isn't finished with any of us yet.